I'm joined by running back for the Packers, 934 yards from scrimmage, 9 touchdowns in 12 games this year. He finished the season with the 4th highest rushing grade according to Pro Football Focus. He was a first-team all-conference player at UTEP. He set the record for career rushing yardage and 100-yard games there. The 182nd pick overall in 2017, Aaron Jones is my guest. Aaron, good to see you, man. How are you?
Good, and you?
Good. I'm great. How's this week treating you?
It's treating me good. Love being here at the Super Bowl. Wish I was playing in it, but...
Always. That's the best thing. But as you look around here and you see Radio Row, seems like you got acclimated pretty quickly. What do you make of this whole scene?
It's very fun. You never know who you're going to see here. You know, you're walking by, like I saw Kevin Hart earlier, saw Tiki Barber. Like, you never know who you're going to see.
Now you're slumming it with me, man.
No.
That'll happen, dude.
I'm glad to be up here with you.
Now you're in the ghetto with me, man. All right, so earlier this week on Wednesday, you and your twin brother, Alvin, were at Fort Bliss in El Paso to spend some time with soldiers, present some memorabilia. What was that visit like?
It was a special visit. That's where me and my brother, well, when we first moved to El Paso, we lived on base, and I lived there up until I went to college. So I grew up there. Seen the whole, pretty much the whole base get built and everything. So it's like, it was an honor to go back and just thank those soldiers for protecting us, giving back, and being able to meet them.
So when they saw you come back, I mean, obviously they remembered you. What was it like for them to see you? How did they react to you when you came back and your brother?
Oh, that was very excited. Can we get pictures, autographs? Even had some kids come up there with 33 jerseys, and that gets me excited. That gets me going.
That's really cool. Aaron Jones joining us. Now, for those who don't know, you and I have talked about in the past, but your father is a retired Army Command Sergeant, Army Command Sergeant Major Alvin Jones Sr. Your mother, Virgis, served 27 years before retiring as a sergeant major. What was it like growing up with two parents who served?
It was a lot of yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Using your manners, being respectful, being cordial, being on time, and just getting your schoolwork done. Schoolwork was the most important thing, and then it was sports. So if we handled our business in the classroom and used our manners, we wouldn't have any problems at home.
Did you always handle your business in the classroom? And if you didn't, then what happened?
I always made good grades, but like it would be sometimes in the semester you start doing a little worse than before. And that's when my mom would get on me, and she'd make sure I get back right and let me know education is everything. Education is the most important thing.
You learn some amazing lessons, but it's not easy. Like, for instance, your parents served a combined 56 years. It included a number of overseas trips, including a time in 2003 when they were both in Iraq. At the same time, that could not have been easy. What do you remember about that time when they were both gone?
Oh, no, it was definitely not easy. As a little kid, I think I was in second grade at the time, second or third grade. No, I was in second grade, and my dad left first, and then my mom was like, hey, I have to leave. You guys are going to go with your aunt and uncle. So my grandpa came and picked us up and drove us to Virginia from Tennessee, and we were in Virginia starting school. It was definitely hard being away from my parents at such a young age. And when that's all you know, you come home from school and they're there. They pick you up from school. And so that's all you know. And then not knowing if they're going to come home, you hear a war. You don't, at that age, you don't know. You hear about war and when you're learning in school and you're thinking, oh.
Did you understand what they did exactly, precisely at that age?
No, I a little bit, but when you hear war, you think, like, the first thing at that age, I had never seen a war, been around a war, so coming from, like, the Civil War, the Revolutionary War, their front lines, they're shooting, so that's what I'm thinking at that age, and
wow.
I'm not knowing if I'm going to see my parents, and so it played a role, like, it hurt.
Dude, that is really heavy. I mean, not only to be with your parents, to be separated with your parents, but not know if they're coming back or not. Aaron Jones joining us. But they did, of course, and your father set up retirement so he could be out of the Army by your senior year of high school, and he went to every one of your games your college career. Your mom attended all but one. What did that level of support mean to you?
It means everything. They're showing me the right way. When I have kids, they show me the right way. I'm going to be there, be very supportive for my kids. And it gives me a sense of comfort when I can turn and know they're in the stands. I might not be able to find them, but I know they're there. Or most games I can't find them. I'll turn around and I can spot them too out. I don't know how, but I can. And it's just a sense of comfort. When I just turn to see them, I'm like, okay, I can play my game.
Packer running back Aaron Jones joining us. You know, you scored on a 6-yard run against Minnesota. I want to ask you about that. You and Devontae Adams dropped a crank that dance on everybody. First off, where did the idea come from? And then how pleased were you with the execution?
So first, I want to give a shout out to my former teammates in college, my group of friends. We lived in apartments, so we called each other Kalinas Boys. That was the name of our apartments. One of the guys texted me, he's like, "Hey, you should do the Soldier Boy." I'm like, "Soldier Boy?" He's like, "Yeah." And then so right before we went out on the field, I told Tay, I was like, "Hey, I'm going to do the Soldier Boy if I score." He was like, "All right, we could do it if I score or you score." I was like, "Okay." So no practice, just got out there. And I didn't realize how hard it is to dance without music. And, right. Like, dance in front of somebody, try to be on the same beat, like, everything. So that was pretty hard. But it was fun. I mean, like you said, crank that. Like, nobody did it. So it was fun, creative.
And listen, this might not be the end of it either. You guys nailed it. You and Devontae are up for celebration of the year at tomorrow's NFL owners. Now, you know you're up against the Titans bowling celebration, the Chiefs CPR celebration, the Seahawks choreography celebration. How do you like your chances tomorrow night, and what would it mean to bring that hardware home?
It would mean a lot. I'd be very happy to bring that home. I'm going to talk about the other celebrations. CPR, I mean, that's...
Break it down for me.
The bowling, they're all good celebrations. But the bowling, you've seen that before.
Okay.
CPR, you could do that. You've seen that before.
I've seen I could do it.
Nobody else would have done the Soldier Boy if I wouldn't have done the Soldier Boy. They might have done it this year because Soldier Boy is starting to come back out.
Right.
But nobody would have done the Soldier Boy. That's a classic.
Okay.
And it wasn't practiced. It was just, hey, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it with you. Okay.
I like that.
The Seahawks, theirs was really nice, but they practiced that. That was a
Is that your biggest competition, do you think?
I think it is. I feel like if I don't win, they're going to win. But I hope I win.
All right, we'll find out tomorrow. That's going to be good. You know, ultimately, the season didn't go the way the team would have liked, and it led to Mike McCarthy being replaced as head coach. When you look back on the season, what do you think?
When I look back on the season, we were in every game. We pretty much in every game, and we just had to finish at the end, and we didn't. And towards the end of the season, we got there, but it was a little too late. But I feel like that was the biggest thing. Like, we were in the game against the Rams. We were in the game. Came down to the last possession, fumbled. The Patriots, we're in that game. I fumbled in the fourth quarter. It's little mental mistakes that we can correct that's on us, and we're right. We feel like we're right there. We're right there on the cusp. We're right there with the two Super Bowl teams. There's no reason we shouldn't be here. We just had things we had to fix, and I feel like we're better for that, and next year is our year.
We're talking to Packer Aaron Jones for a few more moments. You know, early in the season, it seemed like you were not getting a lot of carries. Packer fans were getting angry. They were confused, kind of freaking out, because every time you did touch the ball, you were putting up numbers. Did you yourself understand at that time why you weren't getting the carries that maybe you would have liked, and did it confuse you too?
No, sir. I didn't know why. Only thing I could think of was coming off a suspension. Coach trying to punish me. I don't know. I didn't ask. I just do what's told of me. And if they're going to give me the ball one time, I'm going to make the most out of that one carry. If they're going to give it to me 10 times, I'm going to make the most out of those 10 carries. So I don't ask questions. I just do what I'm told to do and go play my game.
Well, then starting in late October, though, they started feeding the ball more, and you started putting up numbers once again. What was that like? And when you're getting consistent work, is it a lot easier, it has to be, to get into a rhythm?
It is easier to get into a rhythm. Once you get a couple carries, you get in the flow of the game, then the defense doesn't know whether you're going to pass or run the ball. So then it opens it up for you. And then with 12 at quarterback, I mean, they're going to want to play another DB on the field. So it's going to make it easier for me.
Hey, what about 12? As an example, like, what's it like playing with Aaron Rodgers? You know, when you first get to the team, is there any – look, you're a player. You earn the right to be there. But is there any intimidation at all in playing with a future Hall of Famer like that guy? Or is he just one of the fellas?
Well, you know, you better be on your P's and Q's, because he knows so much. Like, he knows what everybody's doing on the field. So it just expects you to know your job. Like, not everybody else's job, but your job. If he can remember everybody else's, what everybody else has to do, he expects you to be able to remember yours. And but if you don't, like, be like, hey, what do I have on this route? He'll tell you. But he makes the game easy for you. He'll be like, on a blitz pickup, be like, yeah, you have him. So it makes it easy for me. I don't have to read. I can look. If they're not coming, I'm out on my route. So he makes it easy for me. Or even like when he holds the cadence, you see guys who are up on the line of scrimmage running out, and then they gave away that they're not blitzing, or they gave away that they are blitzing. So that helps me out. I know I'm picking him up then. If he shows he's blitzing and you hold the cadence and he still's there, I know he's coming.
Aaron Jones, my guest, you know it. Now, when you look at the weapons you have on offense and you've got a new head coach in Matt LaFleur, how excited are you for the coming season? And what do you think that new offense is going to look like?
I'm very excited. We have a lot of weapons coming back next year, and I feel like we have some of the best weapons in the league. And I'm excited about the new head coach. I haven't got the chance to meet him. I know they run a lot of outside zone schemes, so I'm ready for that. And he likes to be balanced. I did read that, so I'm ready.
Do you think that that's something that could turn around pretty quickly? Could you be looking at a postseason or a playoff berth next season? Could it turn that fast?
I definitely think so. I feel like a lot of times it does have to do with coaching, but it's players in the locker room. Like you're going to have your core veteran guys back. So we will be under a new system, not the defense, but the offense. We'll be under a new system. But if you get that system down and you have the veterans in place, it shouldn't be no let off, even with the new coach coming in. Change shouldn't affect that.
That's the last thought. In the offseason, you're going to work with your brother, Alvin. You played linebacker at UTEP, and he's going to line up across from you while you run routes. What do you think those battles are going to be like? Have you started that work yet?
I think the battles are going to be just like old times when we were little kids going at it. I think my dad might have to come break us up once or twice. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to get both of us better, and that's what I love about having my brother there, my twin brother. He's always there with me, pushing me to get me better, and it helps that he plays on the other side of the ball. He plays linebacker. I can ask him, like, hey, on this play, like, what did you see? Like, what could I have done better? Like, what are you reading? Or on this play, like, you have me, man. What are your thoughts? Like, are your thoughts not to let me inside? Like, just things like that. And like you said, I can line up and run routes against them. Like, if you're a single child, you can't go and run routes. You're going to run routes on air. Like, you don't have anybody. So that's
the best.
Why I'm thankful for my brother.
So what's it like? I mean, are you guys, like, out there trying to kill each other? But or as twins, is it all about building each other up?
Now it's about building each other up. We used to try to take each other's heads off.
Right. How could you not? On some level, right?
Yes, sir. Even in college, Coach would make us go against each other every now and then, and we would try to take each other's head off. And now we're not on the same team. And so now when we're training, it's more. But I do miss the competition with them.
I was going to say, man, so, like, was it weird and was it hard or was it cool? I mean, I would think that playing with your twin brother would be the best thing of all, unless you got to go at this guy every day in practice.
I feel like he made me better. It was a lot of fun for me going against him. He only hit me really once. We got into it after that. But other than that, he would just tag off on me. But he would definitely make me better.
Packers running back had 934 yards from scrimmage last year, 9 touchdowns in 12 games. And looking forward to another big season. Aaron Jones is my guest. Aaron, good to see you in person. I really appreciate you. Thanks for taking the time to do that. Hope we can do it again soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Really good to see you. Talking Packer football, Aaron Jones on Radio Row. All right, that's almost 1 hour down. Let me do this.